judgment, Christ's judgment, that we're going to receive a reward for what we've done for him if we did that at the right heart and the right attitude. And then in verse 15, it says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, if so as by fire. So that verse there is explaining that if our works do burn up, you know, our souls, of course, this is about the judgment seat of Christ, and only the saved people are at the judgment seat of Christ, so we're not going to lose our salvation. We're not going to go to hell, but our works that were done in vain or that weren't fruitful or weren't done in the right way, those works will be burned up, but our souls will be saved, is what that verse is saying. And then over in 1 Peter chapter 7, chapter 1, verse 7. There's not seven chapters. First Peter 1:7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So that's what we want. We want our, when we're tried by fire, we want to make sure that it brings honor and praise and glory to Jesus Christ. Because it's because of him and what he did for us, it's going to be out of our love for him. Because what he did for us, it's going to be an honor to bring glory to him when we see him face to face someday. And that's what we want to do. That's our goal as Christians. And over in Zechariah chapter 3:19, another verse. Zechariah 3:19 says, Okay, I don't have that verse. Okay, but it talks about our rewards and what we're going to be judged by our works. The verse in Zechariah, but I got the wrong verse written down for that. I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll go on. Now, after that, we're also going to receive crowns. And I found four different types of crowns. Maybe some of you have looked at this and studied this some, but for those of you who haven't, we're going to receive four different crowns. And one of them is the crown of life, which is over in James chapter 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, verse 12, it says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised him to them that love him. So here we see we're going to receive a crown of life if we endure temptation. And believe me, we're going to be faced with temptation all of our life here on this earth. And if we endure through it, and if we stay faithful to our Lord, we're going to receive a crown of life. And then also in Revelation chapter 2, Revelation 2:10 says, for none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So here's another verse about a crown of life that we're going to receive if we stay faithful to him and endure through persecution or tribulation. The next one is a crown of glory. Now the crown of glory is mainly, I think, for pastors and elders, for overseers. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, First Peter 5:1-4, it says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not of filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither being lords over God's heritage, but being examples unto the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. So here we can see that elders and church leaders, pastors, they're going to receive a crown of glory for their ministry, for their work they do for the Lord by feeding God's flock and being an overseer of what God has given to them. And so that's a crown of glory for them. And then the next crown is an incorruptible crown. And over in 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 9:25, it says, "And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." So here's another crown that we can receive. It's called an incorruptible crown. If we strive for the Lord and do what He wants us to do, and we can receive an incorruptible crown. And then last one is the crown of righteousness, which is in 2 Timothy 4:8. Second Timothy 4:8, it says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." So here we can see another crown that we can receive is called the crown of righteousness. And when he appears, he's going to give it to all who love him and trust and serve him throughout their life on this planet. So those are just some things that the Lord showed me in my study, and I just hope it was an encouragement to you tonight. You know, for all of us, that's going to be a great feeling, I guess you could say, when we appear before the Lord, that not only we'll be able to be in heaven, but we're going to get rewards for what we do for Him. And I hope that's encouragement for us to keep spurring on and doing a good job for Him. And maybe some people here tonight might be discouraged a little bit or struggling in their service for the Lord. I hope maybe this can encourage all of us. It helped me a lot, and I just hope that it can be encouragement for us to go on for Him. And you know, He's going to be worthy for it all, because it says in Revelation that when we do receive our rewards and our crowns, we're going to be casting our crowns at His feet, because He's worthy and He deserves those crowns. Because if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't have those crowns at all. So we'll just close in a word of prayer. Our Father, Lord, we just thank You for this day, and thank You for this time we had tonight in Your Word, Lord. And Lord, we love You, and we thank You once again for all that You do for us, all that You've done for us, Lord, and what You will do in the future. And we thank You for that honor and privilege we have, Lord, that someday we'll be able to be with You and enjoy the rewards that You'll give us, Lord. And Lord, we don't deserve any of these things. And we thank You for Your grace, Your mercy to us, Lord. And we thank You for the cross. Thank You that You died and You rose again. And thank You for that free gift of eternal life that's offered to all who want to receive it. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling maybe tonight, for those who are far from You. We pray for them, Lord. Just draw them back to You. We pray for loved ones, Lord. A lot of us here have loved ones that aren't saved. We pray for them tonight, Lord. We pray that You give us opportunities to show the love of Christ to them. We pray for their salvation, Lord. And we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.